Good afternoon. Partly sunny skies across most of the region, with more sunshine across parts of the western Catskills, the Adirondacks, and central and northern Vermont. Most of the rest of the region still contending with some low clouds with an onshore flow off of the Atlantic. The onshore flow is produced by high pressure, which dominated the weather yesterday and brought us brilliant sunshine, but now is drifting off into the Gulf of Maine. And in that placement, we have a component of wind, which is creating the cloud cover inland. As we go through the afternoon and into the evening, a lot of this low cloudiness will break up, but it does look like skies will remain mostly cloudy overnight. Temperatures today will reach the lower to mid-70s, then drop back into the 50s overnight tonight. Tomorrow, we'll turn our attention to a cool front approaching from the Great Lakes. This front will bring more clouds our way during the day, but it'll stay generally dry, with the exception of a couple of showers or maybe a thunderstorm in the Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills. High temperatures tomorrow will be in the mid-70s. Eventually, those showers and thunderstorms, scattered as they may be, will work their way through the rest of New York and New England after dark tomorrow night. The front will make progress by Saturday morning off the New England coast, and it will be dry to start the day, and we'll have plenty of sunshine on Saturday afternoon with temperatures again in the mid-70s. A new area of high pressure will build in on Saturday afternoon and dominate the weather right on through Sunday, keeping it dry with mostly sunny skies for the second half of the weekend, middle to upper 70s. At this point, we'll track the next disturbance our way for the day on Monday. A good chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. It'll be breezy with highs in the mid-70s. Lingering showers and possibly a thunderstorm on Tuesday in the upper 70s. And then we'll go back to dry weather Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds and highs near 80 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of northern Nebraska and northern Kansas eastward into southwestern Iowa and northwestern Missouri. Remnant convective boundaries from overnight thunderstorms over the central plains, combined with upslope low-level flow into the high plains, should focus new storm development during the afternoon today. As heating and destabilization is maximized, low-level flow backed and southeasterly beneath moderate mid-level westerly winds, shear will support organized and rotating storms and attendant risks for hail and locally damaging winds. A couple of tornadoes will also be possible in this region. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 105 degrees at Presidio, Texas, to a low of 26 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire, and Belmont, Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the lower 60s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low 53. The record high 97 set in 1919, and the record low 36 in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening 8:29 p.m., 15 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with the chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm. highs in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny, breezy on Saturday, comfortably mild in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny, mid to upper 70s Sunday. Chances for showers and thunderstorms increasing Monday and Tuesday, mid to upper 70s, and a mix of sun and clouds near 80 on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.